Good Talk, a memoir in conversation by Mira Jacob. It opens this way. Chapter 1, 2014. The trouble began when my 6-year-old son, Z, became obsessed with Michael Jackson. What is obsessed? Like, into? Really, really into? Yes. I'm obsessed. 6-year-old plus Michael Jackson obsession equals lots of questions. Who taught him to dance? Is that how people really walk on the moon? What is the Jackson 5? Is his skin like my skin? What is a LaToya? Did he lose his other glove? Is his hair like my hair? At first, they were pretty basic. Who is better, Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan? That's apples and oranges. No, Michael Jackson is a human singer and Michael Jordan is a human... OMG, Michael Jackson. And then they weren't. Was Michael Jackson brown or was he white? Well, he was black, but his skin was brown and then it turned white. He turned white? Yes. Are you going to turn white? No. Am I going to? No. Daddy? Daddy's already white. But was he always? I'm East Indian, and my husband is Jewish. We've lived on the same block in Brooklyn for almost 2 decades. A lot of mixed-race kids live on our block. A lot of everybody lives on our block. Do I look like Nick? A little. He's black and Russian. What about Claudine? She's Korean and Chinese. What about the guy in the corner who is always falling asleep while he's standing? The who? Oh, yeah. Nope. You don't look like him either. Indians are not very cool. That's not true. Look at Bollywood. What? And Mindy Kaling. Who? Gandhi. Gandhi is super cool. What did he sing? It's quite an interesting opening. Good Talk, a memoir and conversation, is a story that is as old as the colonization of the Americas and as new as today. It's a graphic novel that explores the realms of the very contemporary experiences of immigrants and their children and their children's children. It's a story, in other words, for all of us. Our author, Mira Jacob, uses memoir as she explores her life from childhood through the mid-century of our times. Driven by first-person dialogue, we engage in a conversation, as you just heard, between a first-generation Indian-American mom in conversation with her young son as they walk through city streets, hang out with her boyfriend, soon-to-be husband, flashback to her own childhood experiences as she sees life anew through the eyes of her inquisitive son, always with the book taking us deep into the immigrant experience. Mira early on recalls winning an essay contest sponsored by the Daughters of the American Revolution and discovering as a young teenager that she wasn't quite the American the DAR envisioned in granting her the prize. She highlights the tragedy of my skin color, as she puts it, on flashbacks to her dating years in college, and most poignantly, during a visit back to India, where the fairer someone is, the more value they seem to have, as she understands it. And so it is the questions of identity loom in nearly every conversation between mother and son, questions about her identity as a woman, as a mom in a soon-to-be blended family, and a woman dating while raising a rambunctious young son, and most importantly, as a minority family in a still-majority culture, with questions about religion. As you heard, the narrator's boyfriend, husband, is Jewish, while she was raised in a traditional Hindu-Indian family. And there's the palpable anxiety brought about by all of this in her and her boyfriend, husband, and her son's minds with the presidential election of 2016. The horrors of the terrorist attack on our nation on 9/11 in New York takes us deeper into her experiences of life in modern-day America, as she too tries to make sense of the prejudice that raises its head all too soon after the citywide camaraderie brought about by that tragic attack, struggling to understand the prejudice she discovers all too personally against anyone who could be Muslim and therefore, in the mind of all too many New Yorkers, a terrorist, people who look like she and her son, her parents, his grandparents, whose brown skin is a beacon for small-minded bigots. Meanwhile, her son, with young male bravado, boasts that he will punch out the bullies who are making his mom and himself and even his dad feel unwanted in their own nation. He will make sure that he and his extended family are safe from those who would do them harm, terrorists from abroad or bullies at home. Mira shares that she is less than excited by this would-be violence-tinged show of familial love, torn when it comes from utterances of her son more than once, torn between her appreciation for her son's love and fearful of the resort to violence as a solution that such talk could portend for his future. And this is but one of many thoughtful questions sprinkled throughout from her son. Kids do say the strangest things sometimes. Childish questions that are both silly and yet serious. Questions, yes, about the role and meaning of superheroes in modern-day America. Questions which jog her into memories of her own teenage and growing up years, including conversations with her immigrant parents, who are striving to raise their daughter and their son as what the parents understand to be Americans, while, as immigrant parents, still wanting to hold on to key elements of their mother country's traditions. Marriage is a significant touch point here. And wanting their children, their first-generation American children, to be as successful as college-educated professionals in this new American world. Our multi-generational memoir ends with a wistful but also hopeful soliloquy by our protagonist, by Mira Jacob, a hope that her son, who is the next generation born American in their family, grew up to be a man who is comfortable in his own brown skin, a guy who is thoughtful, kind, and strong, as she writes in her closing words. The talk we haven't had. This is Mira writing. Once, before I had you, I saw you. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. I was pregnant and standing alone outside a party, and when you kicked, I shut my eyes and saw you on a beach we would arrive at almost 5 years later. You were facing the water and wearing your blue swimsuit, and I knew from the curve in your spine and the nut brown of your skin that you were mine to protect like nothing else will ever be. So when you first started asking me hard questions, the one about America and your place here, I wanted to find you the right answers, the kind that would make you feel good, welcome, and loved. I thought if I could just remember the country I'd been raised to believe in, the one I was sure I would eventually get back to, I'd be able to get us back there. That doesn't even make sense. You'd probably say if I told you, you can't go back somewhere you've never been, and you'd be right. Here's the thing, though. The real true thing I still have trouble admitting. I can't protect you from everything. I can't protect you from becoming a brown man in America. I can't protect you from spending a lifetime caught between the beautiful dream of a diverse nation and the complicated reality of one. Excuse me. I can't even protect you from the simple fact that sometimes the people who love us will choose a world that doesn't. Sometimes, she continues, when I'm feeling low or overwhelmed or unsure, I remind myself that there's you, and you might one day be a man who keeps asking so many, 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 many questions. You would snort at this. You would yell lies. You would not like that at all. But you'd be wrong. Because if you grow up to be the kind of person who asks questions about who you are, why things are the way they are, and what we could do to make them better, then you still have hope for this world. And if you still have hope, my love, then so do I. Other reviewers of this book have used similar praise when talking about it, writing, quote, "This is gorgeously emotional and so thought-provoking. To read Jacob's thoughts as a woman, an artist, a mother, a wife, and a woman of color in both good and tumultuous times is really eye-opening," end quote. And this, quote, "Wow. This is the real deal. Raw, wrenching, funny, fearless, and honest." Mira Jacob is an American of Indian descent, married to a Jewish man, and their young son, referred to as Hira Z, is an inquisitive boy who inherited her dark skin and her poignant need to understand the lifetime caught between beautiful dreams, a diverse nation, and the complicated reality of one. It's a really important, I think, and not only important, but also oftentimes a funny, humorous book, as she points out several times herself, that it helps to keep a good humor when working through life. It's a fun book, as I said. It's an interesting book, and it's one I hope you will pick up and read as well. Good Talk, A Memoir in Conversations, Mira Jacob. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you for listening.